Don't Make Me Spell It Out For You by Puns and Roses. Fandom, Mamamoo. Read by Pieces of Stars. It's reflex, really, that causes her to hit the red X on her screen, even as the name and the caller ID finally registers in her brain. The moment she does, the regret is instantaneous. Yang chances a nervous glance at the other phone in front of her, the one that's broadcasting on VLive with thousands of Moomoos watching, and she doesn't even hesitate.
Omo, can you call Pili for me?
She half whispers to her manager, already sliding her phone over. She called me, but I hung up. The last part she adds a bit sheepishly, and Yang chooses to ignore the shit-eating grin her manager is giving her, while trying and failing to hold back a laugh. When the phone is passed back to her, it doesn't take Peel 2 seconds before she answers.
What are you doing?
The other girl asks immediately. Before she can help herself, Yang smiles.
V-Life,
she says, staring down at the phone in her hand. It isn't hard to imagine what Peel could be doing during their call. It's pretty quiet on the other end, so she can easily imagine Peel in the car, probably traveling between schedules. She's probably got her feet up on the seat the way she does when she's hunkering in for a longer drive, her favorite car pillow either nestled on her lap or positioned just at her nape. As they talk, she realizes that it's been a while since they've hung out, just the two of them. Even though it was nice having the whole group together the other day, she still can't help but miss quiet nights with just Buell and her in each other's apartments, just watching Netflix or eating or talking. No work. No schedules, just them being them, so much so that when she asks her next question, it's more wishful thinking than anything.
Are you coming?
She fully expects Peel to say no, braces herself for the disappointment.
Yeah, I'm almost there.
That takes her by surprise. She looks up at her personal manager, then at their team manager, both of whom were eyeing her with something like glee, but also something a little too knowing for her liking.
Really?
She's asking Peel, but the question is for them, too.
Yeah.
Peel's voice goes muffled, like she has a hand over her phone speaker. Yang hears her talk to her own manager, who's probably in the car with her. In front of her, both the team manager and her own manager are sniggering into their hands, and it makes Yang feel a little self-conscious.
What?
She whines just a little. On the other end of the line, Peel huffs out a chuckle, low enough that she's sure her VLive audience doesn't catch it, but also at just the exact timbre that makes a pool of warmth curl low and deep in her gut.
I'll be there in 10 minutes,
Peel says.
Come, come,
Yang says, and she can't help the way her lips curl up into a soft smile. She thinks she couldn't help it, even if she tried. When she and Peel finally end the call, Yang is feeling a little giddy with excitement. The moment is short-lived, however, when she remembers why she's in the office to begin with. I have to leave when Peel gets here, she says, staring at the phone that's still broadcasting to her live audience. Because of my schedules. She does her level best at holding in a sigh. Just when it feels like she could finally take some time for herself, the real world reminds her how busy she's been for the last several weeks. How busy they've both been, really. She suddenly remembers the last text Peel sent her earlier that morning when she had asked what Peel's plans were for the day. The memory has her frowning.
Why is she coming here? I thought,
she begins, staring at their team manager. She ended early and had some free time left, is the reply at the same time that their manager pulls out her phone to show a text from Peel's own manager, reporting that Peel had wanted to be driven wherever Yang was before she has to get ready for a radio show. Their team manager had replied with a series of ki-ki-kis and one winking emoji. In front of her, the VLive chat is going wild, darting at speeds too fast for her to read. Yang works hard at keeping her expression clear, fully aware that she's still broadcasting live even though a part of her feels like she's floating. She answers a few more questions as best she can, and she thinks about staying on the broadcast just long enough for Peel to show up and make an appearance. She knows the fans would probably want nothing more. but she also thinks about how she'll probably only get a few seconds with Puel before she has to rush off. In the end, it isn't a very hard decision to make. When she sees her manager's phone light up with another message, she smiles for the broadcast and starts waving. "Everyone, thank you for taking the time to chat with me. I'll be leaving now. Bye!" The moment it ends, Yong immediately swipes down on her screen to check the time, about 7 minutes until Puel is supposed to arrive. In front of her, both managers chuckle. "She'll be here soon enough," her personal manager says, checking the time on his own phone. Yong smirks but doesn't reply, willing the minutes to fly by faster anyway. Soon enough, she hears the muffled sound of footsteps outside, partnered with a familiar deep voice laughing through the company hallways. She feels her heart jackhammer around her ribs. When the door opens, Moon Pyo Lee enters the room with as much pomp and circumstance as is physically possible, booming a loud, "Hello!" as she does so. Yong laughs. Pyo takes a few more steps inside and pauses. "I thought you were on live." "I knew that's why you entered so loudly," Yong teases. She holds up her phone to explicitly show that the broadcast has long since ended. "What the—" Puel whines, dumping her bag on a nearby chair and walking over anyway. Her frown is accusatory, but her eyes are twinkling with glee anyway. Yong briefly wonders if she's the only one who can see these micro-expressions of hers. "I went through all the trouble of rushing here to be in the live, and you end it?" Puel says, poking at her arm. Yong shrugs. "It's my live. I can end it whenever I want." Puel puts up the token amount of pouting before she breaks out into a smile and plops into the chair right next to Yong's. "Missed you today," Puel says, honestly, simply. Yong feels jealous of how easily she can share her affection like that. She wants to be able to do the same. "Instead," she says, "we just saw each other the other day." Puel shrugs. "You know what I mean?" Yong does, but she won't say that out loud. What she does, however, is scoot her chair closer to Puel's to rest her head on Puel's shoulder. "How soon before you have to leave?" Puel asks, her voice soft. Yong looks to their management team, all of them smiling knowingly at the two of them. "I think you can afford to be 5 minutes late," Yong's manager says. Behind them, their team manager winks. Underneath the table, where their managers can't see, Puel laces their fingers together. Yong feels the other girl turn her head just a fraction, nose burying into her hair. "Someone washed their hair." Puel's tone is teasing, but there's a softness there too that makes Yong smile. She nudges Puel in the ribs with her elbow. They stay just like that, and Yong wishes it could last for much longer than just the 5 extra minutes they have. She closes her eyes and focuses on the gentle rise and fall of Puel's shoulders as the other girl breathes. Not for the first time, she finds herself marveling at how it feels just to be with Puel. They aren't even doing anything, yet she already knows that this moment has become the best part of her day. Much too soon, Yong's manager rises from his seat and taps a finger to the top of his wrist. His eyes are apologetic. Beneath her head, she feels Puel straighten a bit, and Yong sighs, but she does too. She moves away from the warmth of Puel's shoulder and rises from her own seat. "I guess I'll see you," Yong says, and the disappointment in her tone is as clear as day. Puel smiles up at her. Their fingers are still laced together, hands clasped between them. "Purposely leaving late for a meeting. So unprofessional," Puel winks. Yong huffs out a laugh and tightens her grip before letting go of Puel's hand. "Be nice. I ended my live early for you." She watches Puel's smile turn warm, something in her eyes going soft when she says, "You did what now?" Yong rolls her eyes playfully, but she knows the smile hasn't left her lips since Puel walked in. She also knows that their managers are watching and that she's already running late. But she takes the extra time anyway to wrap an arm around Puel's shoulders and bend down to press a kiss at the top of her head. You know what I mean. The end.